Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Do you suffer from chronic pain as so many millions of Americans in this country do? Do you just absolutely reach for the Voltaren or the ibuprofen or the naproxen or the Aleve or the Tylenol or any number of medications to heal that chronic pain, whether it's from an orthopedic issue or a past injury or even an autoimmune situation? What do you do for that chronic pain? My guest today is Dr. Lynn Webster. He's dedicated more than three decades to becoming an expert in the field of pain management. What a burgeoning field this is. He's the Vice President of Scientific Affairs of PRA Health Sciences and immediate past president of the American Academy of Pain Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Webster. Tell us about chronic pain in this country, because it's absolutely reached epidemic proportions.
Well, thank you for having me. And you're absolutely right. People don't appreciate that we've got about one out of every three Americans who experience chronic pain. In fact, the number of people who experience chronic pain is more than those who have cancer, heart disease, and diabetes combined.
It's amazing, and it's keeping people from work, and it's lowering the rate of being able to, you know, go to work and be adaptable to all these things. I mean, it's really messing up people's lives, whether it's back pain or pain down the back of their legs or neck pain or pain around your trunk area from like polymyalgia or one of those things. So what are you doing about it as a pain management specialist today?
Well, this is a problem because, unfortunately, we're limited in what we can offer, although there are a number of different treatments that can provide a significant amount of improvement for a lot of people. It really depends upon the type of pain, the duration of the pain, the individual. It always has to be tailored to an individual. We don't want to use medications if we can avoid it. We'd like to engage in yoga therapy, meditation, mindfulness, as much physical activity as possible. But unfortunately, probably a third of all of the people with chronic pain have an intensity of pain that's going to require more aggressive interventions.
Dr. Webster, I see that so many people are on these different opioids. They're on Narco, they're on Vicodin. Some people live on Vicodin. It's one thing to take ibuprofen or Aleve occasionally or something, but to take Vicodin and then go to work. If I take one, I'm passed out for the whole entire day, so I don't ever take them. But what about, you know, all these opioids, and are they just masking whatever is the source of the chronic pain? And you're going to tell us how to kind of get to the root of it.
Well, yes, actually, opioids do just mask pain, and they shouldn't be used unless there are no other options. But unfortunately, for some individuals, there are no other options to treat some of the more severe pain. I think that we have had a problem with the amount of opioids that have been prescribed. There's certainly more that have been prescribed in our communities that have led to serious harm. People that are not supposed to have access to them have found them and then become addicted or have overdosed. But even in the patient population who have been prescribed opioids, I think we need to step back and ask ourselves, is the benefit from these medications really worth it? And in some instances, I think that it is true. It may provide more benefit than harm, but in other instances, it's not the case. And we need to look for alternatives whenever possible.
So what are some alternatives that people can look to? You mentioned yoga, you mentioned meditation and physical activity. You know, there are so many new forms of pain management with pumps and interventional radiologists getting involved. And so tell us about some of the other forms that are really worth looking into.
Well, I think you have to find an individual or a clinic that offers a broad spectrum of services. Most pain is actually treated by our primary care doctors because of the prevalence of the problem. In fact, there are not enough physicians out there with a specialty like mine to treat even those who have severe pain. So for the most part, the first line of therapy is going to be non-medicinal. I mean, we're going to be looking at non-pharmacologic ways to try to treat pain, as I've just mentioned. But There are certain types of pain which could respond to certain types of interventions, as you've just indicated. You know, there are certain types of procedures like steroid blocks or trigger point injections for people who have certain types of myofascial pain in conjunction with exercise that can be very beneficial. But we have to have a good physical exam to identify where the source of the pain is, to really design the treatment plan that's most appropriate for that individual.
I agree with you. I think that that's, you know, it is certainly very, very individual and unique, you know, your type of pain. So what about some of these other things? And where does sleep, for example, play a role in chronic pain?
Well, sleep is a big problem. It can contribute. Actually, the sleep deprivation increases your pain. And actually, sleep deprivation can cause pain. And so they work both ways. Actually, pain can cause sleep deprivation, and sleep deprivation causes pain. So it's a vicious cycle with some individuals. And then you add to that some medications that can also deprive you of the quality of sleep. The most important thing about sleep is that you have a continuous quality sleep. That means when you fall asleep that you have a good 7 to 8 hours uninterrupted. So it's the interrupted sleep that is problematic, that can actually increase the amount of pain one experiences. So, and that's where physical exercise, meditation, whenever possible, mindfulness, finding the right hygiene is very important so that you can get the best quality of sleep as possible.
I agree with you. Now, you wrote a book, The Painful Truth, What Chronic Pain is Really Like and Why It Matters to Each of Us. And I like your title, Dr. Webster, because doing what I do for a living, but also having experienced a bulging disc, you cannot even empathize with somebody who has pain or back pain unless you've been there. That when your back goes out, I've crawled myself to the chiropractor, literally. People don't understand. Tell us where we can find this book.
Well, this book is going to be released on September 1. You can go to my website, The Painful Truth Book, and it'll direct you to the sites. But, of course, it'll be on Amazon and in all of the bookstores beginning September 1 and advanced orders sometime in August. That's just about ready to be announced. And yet I wanted to comment on what you just said. I think that I can't tell you how many times I have heard from patients that they have said, you know, no one believes me. No one understands. Yeah. And in my book, I actually say the three most powerful words for a physician who wants to heal is to say, I believe you. That's because so many people who have been in pain, like you, have gone into a doctor and they really don't understand, or often they can't diagnose the source of pain. And too often there's a default then, well, it must be your problem. It must be all in your head and it's not real. And it's never that way.
Absolutely not. And so beautifully put. And pain is real. And only those who have suffered from it. I'm one of the lucky ones, knock on wood, because I came through it on the other end. And my exercise and my planking and all these things help me. So this is great advice from a pain specialist. It's a burgeoning field. It's a great field of medicine. So look for a really good pain specialist that will believe you, as Dr. Webster says, and listen to what you have to say about the source and where your pain is and how it's affecting your life. And his book is The Painful Truth, What Chronic Pain is Really Like and Why It Matters to Each of Us. So important. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening. I love having you with us every single day here on Health Radio. So stay tuned and stay well.